In Sudan, thousands of people are still trying urgently to flee the country. Generals from two warring parties agreed to a ceasefire last weekend, but just today, the army launched airstrikes targeting rival paramilitary forces in the capital city of Khartoum. Millions of people are trapped in the capital alone, and thousands of U.S. citizens are likely still in the country. The State Department says some Americans have been able to make it out by taking a boat across the Red Sea from Port Sudan to Saudi Arabia. NPR's Aya Batraoui is in the port city of Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. Aya, hello.
Hi.
So we mentioned this ceasefire, which seems very fragile at this point. What do we know about conditions in Sudan?
Well, we know that so far, the fighting has now breached 2 weeks and more than 500 people have been killed and thousands wounded. In Khartoum, the capital of Sudan, 51 out of 59 hospitals are shut, and other cities are running low on supplies, and their hospitals are also seeing their hospitals being shut down. And many embassies, like the U.S. Embassy and aid groups, have also suspended their operations in Khartoum. But in a promising development, 8 tons of medical supplies were delivered to Sudan yesterday from the International Red Cross. And today, the World Food Program said it will resume its operations in Sudan after a temporary suspension when its staff were killed.
So, Aya, you're reporting now across the Red Sea from Sudan in Saudi Arabia. What kind of evacuations have you been seeing?
Yeah, there has been over 5,000 foreigners who were living in Sudan already evacuated through this route here to Saudi Arabia. This has become a main hub of action for evacuations of foreigners. We've seen naval vessels sent to Sudan to pick up people. Today was the first U.S. warship involved in this effort. It evacuated around 100 or so Americans and around 200 other people from other countries. And the way it works is these ships, they come to Port Sudan on the eastern coast of Sudan. People there who've been able to make it to Port Sudan and have foreign passports spend days or hours depending at this port. And then they get on these ships and they take about 10 to 12 hours to come here to Saudi Arabia, where they're given temporary visas. Some are even being put in hotels by the Saudi government for a short period of time. And then they have to make their way onward to wherever.
I have to imagine that people are terrified, worried about their loved ones who haven't been able to get out. What are you hearing from Sudanese people?
Yeah, I spoke with one woman named Ghalia Sati, who's been living in Khartoum for over a decade. But before that, she was living in the United States, and she's an American Sudanese citizen. And she fled today with four of her teenage kids, but her husband and other relatives are still in Sudan. And tears were just streaming down her face when I spoke with her. Have a listen.
Thank God we are safe, but we are scared that the people that we love, we left them there and we don't know if we can meet them again or not.
Yeah, I also spoke about the conflict with Adel al-Bashir. He's also a Sudanese American. He arrived here yesterday by ship. He told me that he sees what's happening in Sudan as something necessary. He supports the government and not the paramilitary force that stormed military and government facilities in a bid to be on top. And here's what he said about that.
And I believe things is going to get better and better, hopefully in the coming days.
Like the war is correcting what? What do you mean?
Two armies in one country.
Yeah, fixing it so that it's one army. Do you have a preference?
I think the government army should take down that other part.
Paramilitary RSF?
Yes.
Yeah, so he supports the government over this paramilitary force.
So, Aya, you addressed a little bit the work that Saudi Arabia is doing to assist evacuees there. Tell me, what other ways are people finding to get out of the country, Sudan, safely?
Yeah, so only foreigners really are the ones able to take this route to Saudi Arabia on these naval ships. But for millions of Sudanese, it's much harder. They're stuck in the country. They're either fleeing to rural parts of the country. They're staying sheltered at home, if possible, running low on supplies. Or they're going to these really dusty, hot borders, like with neighboring countries like Egypt, South Sudan, and Chad, that are simply not equipped for a mass exodus of people. And when they get on the other side of these borders, it's unclear what kind of support they're getting.
NPR's Aya Batraoui, thank you.
Thanks.